to the Internet Advisor. Once again, your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
Well, I want to thank you once again for joining us here. Thank you, Dave, and thank you, Danielle, who have been helping with engineering the program, the folks behind the glass, and my co-host, Gary Baker, Ed Rudell, and Kasten Thomas. Thank you guys for being with us here for the show live, and we hope in April we'll be back after March Madness with both hours of our program here available for you. And the second hour, this one, normally is open line where you get to call with your questions. And until we get to that place, you can go to internetadvisor.net, and there is a Contact Us button there. And just put your question in there in as much detail about your system, and we'll try to get back to you as quickly as we can during the week with some answers for you from our crew. Right now, at this time of the program, we normally have MI Tech News and the headlines with its editor, Mr. Mike Brennan. But, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.
And along with you, you have a very important partner in a program we're going to be talking about. A conference is coming up, and that's Mr. Rick Beckers from Cloud Tech One. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing well, Foster. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad to have you. The two of you are, now, normally we would talk at this time about MI Tech News, Michigan, and that's where you can, every week, get a tremendous look at what's going on both in the tech world and also in entrepreneurial circles, if you're interested in that kind of thing. Free for nothing, twice a week. Both audio and video feeds, as well as the printed matter, with Mr. Mike Brennan getting the headlines for us. And this week, however, Mike, and Eric, we're going to focus, Rick, on the conference that's coming up, the IoT Connect conference. And Mike, why don't you start off by talking about what the IoT is, and then Rick, maybe pick up on what's so important about this IoT.
Well, starting off with, it's IoTTechConnect.com.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it is Internet of Things, gosh, it's everything these days. And we're going to be covering a lot of that in the conference. I've been coordinating with all the usual suspects that I typically do business with at MITechNews.com. So we have AR and VR. You'll be able to try on that gear if you've never experienced virtual reality or augmented reality. We're going to have a workshop there for folks. The Michigan Science Center's CEO, Tanya Matthews, is our mistress of ceremonies.
Right.
She's also going to be doing a STEM education workshop with high school girls, and assisting her will be Monica Wheat. I know you know all these names, Monica from Digirati Girls. And so we're going to be showing them what IoT is, and hopefully these girls then will pursue careers in STEM and other fields in technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we're going to have a drone workshop. That was on again, off again, now it's on again.
Ah, okay.
And so you can't fly them in the hotel, by the way, April 4th at the Troy Marriott. But we'll show you how they work and how they give them, you know, how they're being used more and more for business.
Oh, yes, they're being used inside as well as outside, which is
absolutely, yeah,
absolutely fascinating.
Amazing what they're using. And, of course, then we have five tracks of stuff led by our autonomous vehicle and connected tech track. And that'll be looking at what's happening with, say, M-City and the American Center for Mobility and the MSU R&D Center, where they're developing all these autonomous vehicle technologies that we'll be rolling out over the next couple of years. We're going to show you what they look like and hopefully have some of these vehicles there, too. The Army has promised to bring a vehicle. We're working on May Mobility to bring their electric transit bus that they were using
That's
in downtown
right.
Detroit.
Yes. Yes.
So we got lots of stuff going on.
Wow, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be at the Troy Marriott on April the 4th. I'm going to be there as well, by the way, I'm hoping, as a matter of fact, we can get Ed down there so that people can get to actually shake his hand and see his smiling face and Kasten, perhaps.
Well, he's such a media celebrity. He has to be there. I mean, he doesn't want to disappoint his fans, right?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Rick. Rick Beckers from Cloud Tech One. You were really part of the emphasis behind this, because, as I understand, you know, you've attended a lot of these Internet of Things or IoT conferences in other places, and finally said, why not Michigan?
Exactly. I've been an early adapter of collecting knowledge on IoT since I became aware of it. I'm an editorial advisor for some national media groups, and I've spoken on IoT in Vegas and San Jose, Silicon Valley, et cetera. Mike and I attended a show out in Chicago, and mm-hmm. we left Chicago thinking to ourselves, well, we can do better than that. And the people in Michigan in general are, you know, already tied into IoT because of autonomous vehicles. And our thoughts were, there's so much talent here that we need to showcase it.
Yep.
So that was the presence, I guess, of coming up with the conference.
Right. It's wonderful. So this will be Michigan's kind of really big show of what's going on. Hey, can somebody give me a layman's definition of IoT? What is that? And how is it different from anything? Go ahead.
Sure. I mean, the Internet of Things is just as simple as it sounds. It's if you have any type of device that can be used for any purpose that can be connected to the Internet by any means, whether it be wired, wireless, satellite, you name it. And with 5G coming, the whole world's going to be blanketed with that capability.
Mm.
So now what businesses are doing, and consumers too, of course, is they're developing systems and technologies that will allow them to do the things that they've done analog in the past and do them dynamically with the Internet of Things so that they can improve their productivity and efficiencies and awareness and manage their businesses better.
See, and this, I would imagine, Kasten, is a huge area for concerns for security.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of all the information that's flowing back and forth.
Yeah, there have been some attacks specifically going after smart cameras and thermometers and things like that. Not so much attacking them, but penetrating those, logging in, and then using those to go out and attack other things. There's a famous case of a refrigerator that was sending out email relays.
Oh, my God.
So, gentlemen, that was the reason why we have Kasten as one of our track chairmen.
Yes.
Hey, there we go.
Together a presence of people in the cybersecurity industry to tell people all about it.
That's excellent.
Yeah, tell folks who you're going to have on your panel, Kasten. I know you're pretty well set at this point.
Oh, goodness. We've got the state CISO coming in, Richard Stennen, who's been on the show quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And a number of other luminaries around connected car, medical device security, and Internet of Things in general. So it's really tailored toward business executives and people who are involved with everything from utilities to telecommunications to healthcare.
It's amazing.
State and local government.
It's amazing.
Streetlights are, connected to the Internet. So,
Or
connected to a network
that's
connected to the Internet. So, all of these things. Imagine if a hacker could get access into a traffic control system. That's very, very scary.
Hmm.
So
the thing about the show is that it's going to be Michigan experts. So you'll be able to meet these folks after the show. You'll be able to work with them if you want. So we're going to really showcase Michigan IoT.
Mm. I bet, Ricky, we're going to say something.
Yeah, we've got one new track that I'm pretty excited about. And all of this technology and stuff, you'd think, okay, that's for the one tough nerd or the nerds all around in general. But what do you do with it?
Yeah.
So this new track is how to make money with IoT.
Ah, okay, there we go.
Right?
As you say, the bottom line, I like it.
Well, by the way, how can I get off my track and get involved in that one? That's the one I want to attend. and the other thing that we can't forget is there's a very nice Afterglow networking event at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
You can't forget about that.
Where is that going to be at?
That's going to be at the hotel.
At the hotel. Yeah. Oh, wow, fantastic. So when does this start? What are the nitty-gritty on when it starts?
7:30 in the morning is when you kind of get registered and eat your breakfast, which we provide. Hey, by the way, we didn't mention, this is only $20 to get into the show.
Wow.
And we feed you. We give you breakfast to lunch. So clearly we're not making money on that ticket. But we want to get as many folks in as possible to get them exposed to what's going on. So 7:30, 8:30 breakfast, 8:30 to 9 is when the keynotes led by Tanya Matthews start. And then the tracks go 9 to noon, then there's a lunch break for an hour. And then 1 to 4, and then Tel Gennison from Kaiba Accelerator is putting on a $50,000 IoT pitch competition from 4 to 5:30. And then, of course, we have the VIP reception in the evening. We have a surprise guest that we're not able to announce at this time, But he will be someone that you will want to meet, but we just can't say yet who that is.
Oh, wow. All of that for $20, and it's going to be at the Troy Marriott, and that is beginning. This is April the 4th, so if you are at all interested or know somebody in a business that is, you're kind of, they're becoming aware of the fact that IoT, the Internet of Things, is something that is part of their world, and that they need to become both knowledgeable and find other people who are in that area and network with them. This is the event to be there for, and yeah, we're looking forward to that on April the 4th. Go ahead, guys. What were you going to say, Mike?
We got 24 days left. We do still have some sponsorships, some exhibitor space. We have the VIP tickets. You want to get in on that. And let me give a number. Anybody has any questions?
Yeah, we got, you know, we've got a lot of that already online. So we're wrapping up the program right now, Rick. But I'll make sure to point people to our show notes where they can find all that information about how they can get hold of more information about the conference coming up. Mike Brennan, thank you very much, editor of the MI Tech News, and thank you, Rick Beckers from Cloud Tech One, for being with us as well, and for being the force behind this. Guys, it's been a great show. Thank you to our engineers here at WJR, and to Ed, and to Kasson, to Gary. Gary, good night down there in Florida. Thanks for being with us, and for the rest of you, we look forward to being back with you on your regular basis in April, where you can join us for 2 hours of the Internet Advisor every Saturday. Until then, don't forget to go to InternetAdvisor.net, and you can catch our podcast starting Sunday night.